The nation's deadliest wildfire in years forced the U.S. Forest Service to conduct a harsh self-examination. An official investigation concludes that the deaths of four firefighters in July could have been avoided. Forest Service Chief Dale Bosworth has promised victims' relatives that there will be changes. Tom Bonsi reports.
On July 10th, two crews of Forest Service firefighters set out to mop up a stubborn wildfire in Washington's North Cascade Mountains. That very hot afternoon, the smoldering blaze grew into an uncontrollable inferno, trapping 14 firefighters in a canyon and killing four. Now, 2 months later, the Forest Service's chief investigator delivers a brutally frank verdict.
Death and injury were preventable if different actions had been taken at various times throughout the day.
Deputy Forest Service Chief Jim Furnish claims the fire crew violated or ignored all 10 of the core safety rules.
The 10 standard fire orders are drummed into the head of every firefighter, from the best incident commanders we have to the person right out there on the fire line.
Furnish says fire commanders failed to establish lookouts, failed to keep two escape routes at all times, and failed to make sure instructions were understood. At root, they underestimated the magnitude of the growing danger. The Forest Service delivered its findings in Yakima, the hometown of three of the fallen firefighters. Evelyn Craven, the widow of a squad leader trainee, can hardly bear to listen.
When their opening statement was, "This could have been prevented," I just started crying. That was it. I couldn't even listen to what else he was saying after that, because all I did was keep crying. "It could have been prevented. My husband doesn't need to be dead."
The tears give way to anger. Steve Emhoff, the father of a severely burned crewmate, says he's troubled by the similarities to previous disasters, including the 1994 Storm King fire in Colorado, which killed 14.
If you overlay the pictures of these two canyons, they're identical. If you overlay the incidences, the weather patterns, everything that's happened, they're all identical. So they certainly didn't learn from South Canyon. I hope that this one they'll learn from. Maybe third time's a charm, because the first one was Mann Gulch in Montana back in the 40s.
Western senators also want to probe why history seems to be repeating itself and have called an October hearing. The Forest Service says it's committed to improve training and safety management. It's decided to order a better emergency fire shelter as well. But the mother of an 18-year-old rookie firefighter who died wants to know why people were sent into harm's way in the first place to fight a blaze that threatened no homes or structures. Investigator Jim Furnish says the Forest Service will continue to be aggressive in attacking wildfires.
Clearly, the easiest fire to fight is a small fire, and that's why we do invest a lot of energy and resources in initial attack. Generally, once fires escape to this size, where they grow to several thousand acres over the course of an afternoon, they become much more difficult to manage and much more costly.
The Forest Service says long-standing policy calls for all human-caused fires to be stamped out. This deadly blaze started from an unattended campfire. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Yakima, Washington.